Welcome back to the Wine Know Something Crazy podcast. In case this is your first podcast, I'm Jenna Ray, and you probably recognize the person I have on the podcast with me. She was on my very first podcast. In case you don't know her, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi guys, I'm Abby, and it's nice to be back again. A little different this time, I hope. But I had a lot of fun, and she asked me back, so now I'm here.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they watched my first podcast, they really, really enjoyed it. Like, I don't know if I told you that. They were like, I really liked when Abby was on it. And I was like, I guess I'm going to have Abby on it again. Yeah. And, like, it was a little bit of a different podcast because, like, you were asking me questions. So now it's roles reverse. I get to ask you questions.
Okay. We'll see how this goes.
So we're just going to jump right into it. The first thing I asked every person on this podcast, which you already answered it, so you can answer it again in whatever way you want to, is what is the craziest thing you've seen God do in your life or just you've seen God do?
Well, so last time I was on, I talked about my kids because they are my life right now. And it's watching them grow up has been amazing. And so to recap kind of what I said before was that I wanted, I was terrified to be their mom, and there was some amazing things that happened. And you could absolutely go watch our first podcast together because that was so much fun anyways. Yeah. But actually I was thinking about some things that I've seen done more recently, and to kind of tie into what we're going to talk about this week, my daughter was bullied in the past couple of years, and she had really struggled with self-image and acceptance, and through some things that her and I have worked on and talked about, and her actually growing relationships with other people, she's realized a depth of herself that she didn't have before. And some of that is just a growth and maturity, and some of that is God. And I feel like our prayer life, hers and mine specifically, has changed because of that. We pray for those who persecute us, and we also love them anyways. And I think that has been a major change in her life. And then Toby, with his speech development, has had some things go on where people have picked on him because they don't understand him, or he says something and it's not quite what should be said, and so again he gets picked on, and that has turned him off from wanting to speak, which has actually hindered his speech growth. And something that came up in the last year, just in the last 6 months actually, is that we joined a co-op, and because they're both homeschooled, they don't get the interaction that most kids get in a public school setting. And both of them have grown so much from that co-op, and so much from pouring into having a weekly Bible session and being around kids that are homeschooled too, and seeing that their life isn't actually that different from other kids. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen God bring us to this place in our life and allow Toby to make friends and to be able to express himself in a way that he wasn't able to express himself before. And so I know that's not crazy, but God's timing sometimes can just be absolutely perfect. And that in itself is crazy to me.
Yeah, that is really crazy. And like during like those times where like you're in the, like when Ellie was getting picked on like that, like I know you, like you were probably like sad, like why is people picking on my daughter? And like, I feel like if I knew during this time, like, I would have been sad for Ellie just because how much I love her. And, like, but it's so cool to see, like, in those times where it's, like, how are we going to get out of this? Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you're out of it, it's, like, how God pulled you through it is, like, what's crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a thing that's been on my heart that I really want to talk about this week is what it looks like to be firmly planted in Christ, and I guess kind of like being that tree planted by a stream of water. And so I guess, what does that kind of mean to you when you hear people talk about a tree planted by a stream of water?
Well, to me, trees always are, they always have something very important, and that's the roots. And when I think about, like, my tree, I know that I was planted firmly by my parents' influence in my life, and so my roots were able to grow and spread out. I was able to, you know, find the necessary things to further my faith. And now, as a parent, it's incredible to watch your kids grow up and, like, grow that relationship. And you don't just see them grow up into the air, but you also see them grow beneath the dirt and all the dirty stuff that happens to mm-hmm. get to the point where they're, you know, this big, beautiful tree. You have to go through that dirty muck, and you have to reach for the goals, which is like what you would need. What mm-hmm. trees would need water, they need the nutrients from the soil, they need all those things. But the dirt is disgusting and gross, and they have to deal with the bugs and the things that are all in the way, the rocks and everything. And so, like, the struggles and the things that they have in their lives now, watching, I mean, again, like, my parents helped me by rooting me in Christ, and taking me to church and praying with me and showing me the way that I believe sometimes is we miss out on. Like, and yes, we have a way to connect with other people, but we also sometimes we step away from what we need because we think we need something more. And we've seen trees die, and we've seen trees wither away, but 9 times out of 10, they are smart enough to go to what they need. And sometimes they need braces in the storms, and sometimes mm-hmm. and all of those things connect to how we pray and how we spend time with others and how we spend time in the Word. And I know for myself, as well as my kids, it's been difficult sometimes to remember that. And then when the storms come, we weather them and we go, man, I really needed God, or man, I really need to spend more time doing this because God has been there regardless of whether I've spent time with Him or not. So that has been something that ties in with what's been crazy in my life lately, is that I need to spend more time with Him, and showing my daughter and my son how we spend time with God outside of going to church or reading our Bible. That it means praying. It means connecting with others in Christ. And that, again, with our co-op has been so incredibly important. So that's how I view a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So I wanted to just read a little bit of scripture, if that's okay.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. So I guess this verse I kind of think about a lot when I was thinking about this topic that I wanted to talk about. So it's Psalms 1 and verses 2 and 3. I'm going to start verse 2. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night? The person that is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers. I just really love that, because, like, it's a lot of stuff that what you're saying is, like, how do you, like, show your kids that, okay, this is the tree that we're trying to plant, so, like, when the world comes and the world tries to knock them down, I'm like, hey, you're not good enough, like, you can't do that, like, and tries to, like, oh, yeah, you're not pretty, you're not this, like, no, you're going to be standing strong, okay, God tells me I'm this, God says that I am loved, I am beautiful, like, just that idea of, like, He made you wonderfully and beautifully made, and, like, any times when, like, the world tries to sway you or try to, I kind of think of it like a hurricane, where it's like a tree is standing tall mm-hmm. and, like, the roots keep it from tipping over. Mm-hmm. And so when you have those roots planted, and when the wind comes, like, the tree might tip over because the wind's really loud, but, like, how deep the roots are, that's what's going to keep the tree standing. And that's what's going to, like, and doing that stuff from, like, a young age with Ellie and Toby is, like, so good, that, like, when they get older and they become adults, like, they're going to be like unstoppable of like women and men of God, which is really cool. Yeah, is there anything else you want to add
about that? I think you got that, girlfriend.
I guess maybe like if people are listening to this and don't understand that idea of a tree, and like in this passage it kind of references a tree planted by streams of water, and we're talking about like ourselves as like the tree. Mm-hmm. Like if someone doesn't understand that, like how would you explain that to him of like the tree metaphor?
Oh, so like what you're saying is you want new believers to understand like yeah. being a tree? Okay, so like when you make that decision in God to follow him, or whether or not you have or not, that's okay too. But when you make that decision to invest in God, he invests in you. And as a tree, you want your faith to grow just like you would a tree. So you want to be able to water it. You want to feed it. You want to protect it. And that's your life, basically, is you want to protect your life. And how we would, as Christians, protect our life is by investing our time with God, by investing in solid roots. And it doesn't matter if you're 2 and you're just now experiencing God, if you're 8 or 9, like my kids, or if you're 90. It really doesn't matter what age you start investing in God. He has already invested in you. So you already are a tree for him. You already are a shining beacon for him just by being created by him. And so when we talk about you wanting to be or becoming a tree, is you already are. You already are a part of the family of God. He created you from the very beginning. He formed you and knit you together in your mother's womb. And you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so
it's kind of like, and when you're a baby, you start at like that seed, like every plant starts as that seed.
Absolutely.
As you continue to grow, as you continue to, like your parents become a root.
Absolutely.
God is a root. And like your friends you make, you're like people you can like go to school with, like they're all roots
all
that like play into how you grow up and how
absolutely.
Like impacts you.
And then as you spread out your branches and you get bigger in your faith, not necessarily do you always have to be so big that people are like, oh my gosh, there's a tree, because even the smallest trees, like the bonsai tree, they don't get very big, but they still hold so much meaning and so much power in them. And it doesn't matter if your tree is little or if it's big, or if it's all about what's in the roots. It's all about how it's cared for and how it's fed. And a tree will thrive no matter what, but thriving in God is a way that you become a tree for him, so that people see, you know, like you're set up on a hill. What's that? What's the verse? You're set on a hill.
You're set on a hill, not for a, it's in Matthew. It's on mm-hmm. the Sermon on the Mount. It's like, why wouldn't you put a lamp on a, like you wouldn't
put
a lamp on a
under
a bowl.
You
would be put up on a mountain.
And so you would want you want yourself to shine for God. You want yourself mm-hmm. to grow in God's grace and to grow in his mercy. And that's something that we all fall short of, is you know, grace and mercy are for us, not against us. And so being a tree is kind of a cool thing for God, because you get to share your shade when people are struggling. You get to be a resting place for those that are on a long journey. You get to be anything that God needs you to be in that time. One of my favorite stories is about the little boy that loves the tree. Do you remember that story? The giving tree?
Oh, the give. I thought you were talking. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So
I thought you were going to be talking about Zach, or what is it, Zach?
Oh, Zacchaeus, that's another.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about, like Zacchaeus going up the tree. But yeah, the giving tree.
Yeah, the giving tree. I mean, the tree gives of herself over and over and over mm-hmm. again for that boy. And as he grows, he comes back each time wanting more and needing more. And she's like, I have nothing left to give. But what God gives us is exactly what we need, and it's our gift to help others. And and so it doesn't have to be a tree. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. Sometimes it's an emotional need met. Sometimes it's a sometimes it is a physical need. Sometimes it's just as simple as a hug, you know. So you don't have to be a tree, but they're pretty great.
Yeah. I want to make a point kind of like off of like the giving tree idea. Is that like, I haven't read it in like forever, but you said at the end of the book where it said like the tree didn't have anything else to give the little boy. And like, I think when we put our trust in Jesus, and like, I just talked about this with my friend the other day. It's like when we go to him, like, and we literally have like no energy, like that's when Jesus, like, he's gonna fill us up. So like, even like when we feel like we can't do it and like we can't go no more, like Jesus is filling up our energy tank, and so that we can overflow and fill it out to others. And I just thought that was, I wanted to add that into what you said.
Absolutely.
So I guess we can go to my next question that I have for you is, what might that look like in someone's everyday life of being a tree by a stream of water? What might that look like?
So for my daughter and I, something that we do on a daily basis is when she goes to dance, she has anxiety, she has stress, she has fear, and we cast it all away. We cast it on the Lord. And I feel like that is something that is growing inside of her, is to realize that she needs to not carry those things, but she needs to lay them at God's feet. And that's growing a root for her. That's growing branches. That's allowing her to expand who she is and really dive into what God has for her. She questioned me this week, actually, about why is she alive? Why does she matter? And first and foremost, I told her, because of me. I wanted a baby forever. Like, I imagined myself growing up being a mom. And so when she came into my life, that was an accomplishment. That was a goal that I had. And she blessed me by being my mom, by being my daughter. And then we talked about the fact that she didn't understand why she danced. And I said, Ellie, from a young age, you have told me that you wanted to be a big star. You've told me that you have so much that you want to share with the world. And what better way to share with the world than what she's doing, which is she's dancing for the Lord. Her solo this year is called Flowers by Samantha Ebert. And that song has meant so much to her, and it's meant so much to me. And the people that are hearing about her song already are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to come watch her dance. And when I tell you that it made her, when her and her choreographer finished dancing, like finished the dance so that they could work on it, her choreographer and myself were both in tears over the song and the choreography. And I know that God has placed her with this gift and ability. And I told her that. I said, God has placed you with this gift and this ability to share. And do you think that you're here for nothing? Because we don't know what our gifts are. And I certainly don't know what mine is. But I know that God has gifted her with something to share with the world. And why else would she be here but to share him? Like, that's, I know that that's why I'm here. I know that's why you're here, is because we have this love for God. And so her gift and her ability, and I can't wait for people to watch it and to feel the emotion that I feel when I watch it. And I've had the privilege of watching it over and over and over again. And it never gets old. There's this moment in the dance where she questions why she keeps going through the struggles that she keeps going through. And the way that the song plays out, just it helps you understand that God is there for you regardless of what circumstances you're in. And it there's a moment in the song when it talks about, when I'm on the mountaintop looking down below, I'll see the flowers. And it's beautiful because it shows that the struggles that you go through all lead to that mountaintop, and they all lead to the moments that you think are impossible, and nothing is impossible.
Like, you're not in the valley forever. Like, exactly. You're going to climb back up that mountain.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So, what was the name of that song?
I'm sorry.
You're good.
It's Flowers by Samantha Ebert.
I'm going to look that up after this podcast.
She's a newer artist, but I absolutely love her. And I know she's coming out with some new music, but I follow her on Instagram, and she's always playing new music. Some of them have been really touching. So if you want to check that out.
Yeah. Is she a Christian artist?
Yes. Yeah, she's based in Canada, I believe. But she's new, and I think she's going to be the next, like, I don't know. Yeah. She's amazing. So, yeah.
I'm definitely going to look her up after this podcast. So I guess you kind of answered my next little portion is, the next question is, to become a tree that is planted and rooted, how does the type of soil that you're planted in affect how you grow?
Well, it's the same, like I was talking about earlier, the bonsai tree versus mm-hmm. like a great giant oak tree.
Yeah.
You cannot compare either tree, regardless of the soil that they're planted in, they will still become the tree that they're supposed to. And yes, they need the same amount of care, or they need the same amount of sunshine or anything like that. But the reality is we are all different people. Like I was saying with Ellie, I don't know what my purpose is yet. And I'm 32 years old. I don't know what her true purpose is yet, but I know that God's placed us where he wants us. And I know that,
and that's not a mistake that he places.
Exactly. And the hardships, I can't compare my life to yours, because mm-hmm. if I compared my life to yours, then our soil looks different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meant to be the same tree or the same person that you are. My life circumstances were vastly different from yours. And it's the same with anybody else that's watching. No tree is going to be the same, even if they're the same species. No tree is going to grow in the same environment. Sometimes they just grow because they're meant to grow. Yeah. And so I think...
Even like siblings, like they all come from the same mom and dad, but like they're all different. They, like even like look at me and my siblings, like absolutely. Sissy and Jason mm-hmm. and... my brother Jonathan, like, they're all engineers.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to school to be an engineer.
No. And that's okay.
Don't like math that much.
That's the amazing yeah. part about God giving us free will and God giving us what we need. He knows us from the moment that we're conceived. And he knows that even if we start way over here in left field, let's say we start in left field, he's going to put us at home plate eventually. We're going to get where he wants us to, because
mm-hmm.
you may have to go to right field and then the second, like, who knows how you're going to get there except God. And yeah. and the free will part of it and the soil that we're planted in does not stop you. It should never stop you. If you have hardships, yes, okay, it's hard. But do you stop in the middle of a race, or do you keep going?
You keep going.
Yeah. Do you stop when the rain comes? No, you get a rain jacket and you go outside. You put some boots on. You know, I mean, I remember.
Maybe get an umbrella.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so this is a little off topic, but I remember going to Disney World, and we were getting soaked. The rides hadn't shut down because there was no lightning. It wasn't unsafe. We were still allowed to be in the park, but everybody stopped what they were doing. They wanted to enjoy their day, and they stopped what they were doing, and they went and they sat out of the rain. They didn't go wait in the lines. Well, we looked at everybody in our group, looked at each other, and we went, it's not closed and it's not dangerous. Let's keep going. We got drenched. I mean, my shoes had water pouring out of them, and we had the best time. Why? Because we didn't stop. The path was wet, sure. It was a little bit rocky because we were getting sprayed in the face on all the rides and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we didn't stop enjoying life and enjoying the moment because it got hard. We just did it anyways. And so sometimes that's what God wants us to do, is to get a little messy, to get a little wet. That's because he has something better for us. And what better way to grow than to get wet, mm-hmm. right? You plant a tree, you want to water it. So enjoy the moment. Enjoy what God has for you.
Yeah, and like whatever that messy thing is, it's like he knows that's going to be part of your story. Like he knows like the reason why you're going through that, of like, hey, you're going through this, so like at the other side of the tunnel, like you're going to be so much more mature, so much like you're going to grow so much from it. And like during it, like you can't see any of that, like bro, why am I in this mess? Exactly. And like, but like at the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, it's like, wow, that was so cool, of like how God worked through all that.
Yep, exactly.
So I guess I wanted to read another scripture about the soil, so okay, someone that maybe is new to Christianity and doesn't know kind of like what we're talking about, like soil, like what does that all mean? Can I read a little bit of scripture?
Yeah.
So this is about the parable of the sower, which you probably mm-hmm. read it multiple times. I'm going to start in verse 4. And it says, as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell in the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. So I guess my question is, it's for you, is like, what soil do you think you find yourself in when you think about it? Like, I never actually thought about it, and we talked about it a little bit at like the fall retreat that I just went to. Mm-hmm. And like, you never think about you think about the different soils, like, okay, I just want the good soil. Mm-hmm. But like, you never like think about like, oh, you could have like a little bit of this soil, a little bit of that soil in each season. So like, where do you think yourself is right now?
Well, I know that like the wind carries soil. Like if you look it up, mm-hmm. the wind carries soil. The wind carries debris and sediment and all the things that sometimes weigh us down. So I feel like the beginning of my life, I had really good soil. I was planted. My parents were a great foundation and showing me who Christ was and growing in it. But I also feel like I weathered a lot of storms in my life so far. Mm-hmm. And so along came some tumbling, you know, sediments that have buried me a little bit at times. And on my tree has bent and my faith has wavered. I will be the first to admit I am not perfect. And there's been times, and I specifically remember being a young teenager and walking away for a little while from the Lord. Specifically because of church hurt and things that have happened, and I'm sure that others can relate to that too. And I allowed outside influences to affect me in the way that you're talking about soil affecting me. I've absolutely had some rocky soil and been hard to like make way for my roots to flourish. And I've absolutely had some soggy soil where it's made me feel like I'm going to tip over at times, because when the ground gets too wet, you feel like you're going to tip over. And I think we've all had that. Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure what I'm in right now. I know that I'm trying my best to keep my children in good soil. And I know that in the past couple of months and years, it's been difficult. Especially with the way the world was for a while and how COVID was and just watching things happen for my children. It's been difficult to help them and shelter them, But in return, I've realized the faults in myself and like allowing that sediment to sit on me and not shake it off and keep moving up. You know, the donkey, how like he fell in the well and they shoveled dirt and shook it off and kept stepping up. Well, for a while there, I think I was allowing the dirt to settle on top of me and I wasn't shaking it off. And having my friends from our co-op group, the other moms that homeschool, and being around influences in my life that have not been all negative, that have been positive, and praying for things that I know that we've needed or that we've wanted and they've happened, and just watching those things happen, I've started again shaking the dirt off and leaving the crud underneath me so that I can move up. And I think that that's helped my kids see strength from their mom. I think it's helped my mom and my dad too. I've struggled for so long with my self-image and with some things that I've had going on. But I've also struggled with forgiveness towards others. And I know I'm not alone in that, but sometimes it feels like I am alone when you struggle with something.
Mm-hmm.
And so stepping through the dirt and the muck that's come up over me, I can say honestly that I've let go of some things that really I've harbored. And I guess looking back, you don't ever really get rid of that soil. It's how you handle it. So
yeah. I like that. So I guess what, like, during those times where like you felt like you were about to fall over, like what, like how did you get out of that?
I talked about it with my mom. She's been my rock and my like mm-hmm. the person that I go to when I need to
word vomit.
And I've been honest and open with Ellie and Toby. Like when I mess up, I tell them. And when I struggle, John and I, my husband and I, talk about it. And there's been times when he's offered clarity that even my mom struggled to find, because her and I sometimes are so similar. And then there's been times when even Ellie has offered me clarity. She's like, "Well, Mom, that's not cool," or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh, man." And even Toby, he will call me out like, "Hey, Mom, I don't think so." And so we need that accountability in our lives. And so soggy soil, you know, it'll do you in, but
yeah.
it's like I view sometimes like those people that help you, like my kids and my husband and my mom and even my dad. My dad listens to me when I need to talk. And sometimes he doesn't offer a single thing back. He just lets me talk. And sometimes that's nice just to have somebody to listen.
And not judge you for it. Exactly. Like, and they're going to, like, put you down. Like, hey, why are you feeling like this? Mm-hmm. Like, no, they're actually there. And, like, they want to listen to you. Yes. And, like, hear you out.
Yep.
And I guess one of my points that you were saying about when you're talking about, like, your mom and Toby and stuff is, mm-hmm. like, I guess, like, having, like, those accountability partners. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of think of it as that. It's, like, having those people that can come to you like, hey, Jen, you weren't doing so hot. Like, why'd you say that? Why'd you do that? Like, what? And like, wait, what'd I do? Like, I didn't even realize I did something. And they're like, yep, that wasn't, you weren't supposed to do that. Or yeah. Like, why? And so like having those people to, like, call you out on the stuff that like sometimes you might overlook mm-hmm. because it's like, we're human. Like mm-hmm. we're going to make mistakes. We're going to not always do like follow like everything that God tells us to do, like in our Bible. Like sometimes we're gonna mess it up, like like the whole bunch of people in this Bible messed it up
and he still and used like, them anyways.
Yep. And he still loves them. And like
yeah
and so like I like really like what Jenny Allen said in one of her sermons. She was talking about like finding like your core group, and then she was also talking about the Bible and about like you can find, I'm trying to remember like what she actually said, but it's like you can just like read the Bible and it's like a full of like all like everybody and all the jerks that kept messing it up and
the
like
troublemakers.
Yeah,
right?
The troublemakers. Yeah. And like Jesus still loved them. Jesus yeah. still used them. And I'm like, that's so real. And like mm-hmm. yeah, and like find those people that can speak life into you and speak real truth into you. Mm-hmm. And not just like, oh yeah, you feel like this, you said that, like, yeah, you should definitely be doing that. Like mm-hmm. actually like correcting you to make you better.
Absolutely.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
So I guess what going so kind of like ending this podcast is like, what is this, how can we take everything that we talked about today and what does that look like going into your life?
Well, so
to be planted on like good soil and yeah. to grow up with good roots.
So that whole co-op thing that I was telling you about, mm-hmm. my kids have developed friendships and they've found like people that they can rely on weekly and people that they love. And they've also found, you know, some self-worth. They've found time to spend with God. They realize that, hey, we need to start our day with God. We need to, you know, some days our days don't start like a normal school. We start with listening to worship music, or we start with reading our Bible, or we start with like a short little Bible study or like a devotional. It just depends on our mood in the morning. There's mornings mm-hmm. when I wake up and I am grumpy and I know I'm not going to sit there and absorb or help them absorb anything that I read from the Bible or a devotional. So mm-hmm. there's mornings when I will click on my phone and I will find my worship playset that I have or playlist that I have. And we will sit there and listen to that while we're eating breakfast, while we're getting dressed. It's just covering our house. And as we're worshiping, sometimes I'll just pray out loud. And I've watched that moment where it clicks in their brains and the fighting stops and my attitude changes. And it's because we've opened our hearts and our minds to God and we've allowed him to come in and take over all the negativity that we had. And then there's times when I call my mom and I'm like, Mom, I just need to talk. Or I call my dad or I call John. And so I have those people in my life that I need to talk to and that I need to connect with so that I can, you know, do the things that God wants me to do, which right now is raising my kids and having a good attitude towards those that I do interact with on a daily basis. So it's hard to find that time, but it's totally worth it. Whether you're in the car riding to school or you're in the car riding to dance or baseball or whatever minute I'm thinking about it, we generally are seeking after God. And especially more now than ever because of seeing the changes in Ellie and in Toby from doing what we've been doing.
Yeah. So. I like that. So if someone is maybe struggling and like doesn't understand like how to go deeper, like what might be a practical advice for someone to go deeper and to have those deeper roots and to grow taller?
Well, absolutely find somebody that will hold you accountable. Find somebody that you can talk to about your questions and if you're discovering faith for the first time, finding someone that may already have that knowledge so that they can help you. I have found in my personal life that the people that are you surround yourself with are the ones that are going to help you the most or hinder you. And also, and I know that this might not be in your notes, but I have found that my time is better spent worshiping God and allowing him to move for me than for me to take my own steps.
Yeah.
So
I like that. Well, that's all the questions I have for you today.
Cool.
I just thank you so much for coming back on the podcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can see you a couple more times I love having you on the podcast.
Aww.
It's always a great conversation. Aww. We always
love you. I love you too.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening, and make sure if you're not already subscribed or liked or following my podcast, make sure you follow and subscribe so you can make sure that you never miss another podcast when it's posted. But thank you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. So bye guys. See you later.
Bye.